Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Brianna. May I please have the zip code?
Yes, 32738.
You said 327.
38.
Stay on the line. Thank you, Matt. Please have the first and last name.
Yes, Edward Fan. May I speak to Angela? I spoke to her yesterday, and she gave me the address for the return of product from Fitness Watch. But I went to the post office, and then they said this address is valid. It's invalid. So I just want to double check.
Okay.
Yes. Can you hear me well?
Yes, I can hear you. And what is your first and last name?
Edward Fang. F-A-N-G.
For security purposes, could you verify the shipping address?
Ship method? What
your shipping address. Will your product been shipped too? Because you verified to me the address.
Oh, yeah. Okay. 2844 Oshire Court, Deltona, Florida, 32738.
Okay. Thanks for the information. As I look into your account, we have you for the smartwatch.
Yes, that's correct. I don't want it. I want to return it. And Angela gave me the address, but the post office said the address was invalid. So I just wanted to double check with you to see maybe I did it wrong or something.
Okay.
The return address she told me is 1551 East 45 Avenue, Unit C, Denver, Colorado, 80239. Is that correct?
Correct. Now, I have located the account.
Okay.
Okay. Yes, I have got for the smartwatch now.
Yeah.
You're out of your control. You know, the smartwatch. Yes, the smartwatch is. It is a wonderful watch. And the watch that you receive. And, you know, what we can do for you is.
Yeah.
I can issue a 35% refund to the end of your trial charge. And you can keep it.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. I paid it like $5.95 for shipping, so if you can return, I really appreciate refund.
I can issue 35%.
I'm sorry, what's that?
I can issue a 35% refund.
Oh. So what is that? It's a free watch. I did the survey. And then, you know, what I did, I needed to do is just pay $5.95 for the shipping, which I did. But now I want to return it. I don't want the watch, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Well, what I can do for you is you can keep it and we can issue a 50% refund, okay? Because even if you do have to ship it back, you do have to pay for shipping and handling. So I can issue a 50% refund and you can keep the product.
Okay. 50% refund. How much is that?
It'll be half the price.
I never paid the price. I paid the shipping.
It was only free for 14 days.
Oh, it never showed that. Yeah, online, you know. So that's why I don't want it. I didn't know. Nobody told me. Nothing told me. You know, it was said it's a free gift after I did a survey. So anyway, I just paid $5.95 for the shipping. That's it. No any more payment. But now you're seeing that you want to charge me more. But anyway, I don't want it. I just want to return it.
Okay. Well.
Yeah. As simple as that. I don't want it. I just return it.
Okay. So stay on the line for me. Let me see what I can do.
Okay. Just give me the address. Well, boy, did you wash your hand? He did? Okay. How was your performance, show?
Good.
Yeah, you look good.
Okay, so what I'm going to need for you to do is you'll have to return it. You'll have to pay the $9.95 restocking fee. Once we get it back into our warehouse, then we'll issue a refund.
Okay, wait. I got to pay right this time? No. I don't understand. Angela just gave me the address for return, and she never mentioned that I got to pay again.
Okay, yeah.
Talk to Angela if she is available. All right? I don't have the responsibility to pay anything. You know, I already paid the shipping. The item is free.
It was only free for 14 days.
No, it doesn't say that. It didn't say that. All right? So that's why, anyway, I don't want it. I just want to return it.
Okay, but you'll have to pay the $9.95 restocking fee.
Okay, how much is it? $9.95?
Correct.
Okay. So, and then I return?
Yes, you have to pay the restocking fee, uh-huh.
The address is not correct. I cannot return.
I have the address if you'd like for me to get the address.
Yeah, I don't know why you have different policies. Different representatives told me different things.
Yes.
No company, charge us the return fee. I got to pay another shipping fee, which is another $5-6. I'm losing money for shipping first and then now for return. And then now you want to charge me about $10 for restocking, whatever. That's not right. Okay?
I mean, yes, you still have to pay to get it restocked back. You know, it is a restocking fee. I mean, you'll have to pay. But once we get it, we'll issue the refund. So it'll be, okay, I do apologize. Let me take a look. Let me speak to someone right quick. Stay on the line for
us. Okay. Yeah, okay. If Angela is available, I talk to him again. I'll talk to her.
Okay, well, I do apologize.
No problem.
Okay, so what you'll have to do is you'll send it. You will send the wash back, and once we receive it, we'll subtract, once we receive it, the $59.95, it'll be subtracted by $9.95, so it'll be $50 go back into your account once we receive it.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So hang on the line for me.
Okay. All right. Give me the address, please, again.
Stay on the line for me. One moment.
Okay.
Okay, well, yes, once you reship it back, we'll issue a refund. But I do have a cancellation confirmation number if you'd like to jot it down to keep for your records.
Okay, sure. First of all, may I have your name, Miss B?
Okay, and I do apologize. They gave you, as I look into your account,
yeah,
they gave you a return address, so I do apologize. So, yeah, once you receive,
yeah,
once you send it back, then we'll issue a refund, okay?
Oh, okay, fine. All right, so what is the address? The address, I told you, the Angela gave me the address, 1551 East 45th Avenue, Unit C, Denver, Colorado, 80239. So post office said this is incorrect. It's not deliverable, you know. So I don't know if I wrote the wrong. Oh, Angela gave me the wrong. Yeah, it's just.
Okay.
Hello.
Yes, I'm listening. Well, yes, once we receive it, you know, then we have it. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Once you have it, you'll refund me, right?
Correct.
Okay. How much is the amount you refund me?
Okay. Your refund can take up to, you know, once we receive it, it can take up to 3 to 5 business days. Okay.
Okay. No problem. Yeah. Give me the cancellation number and Miss, please, what is your name? I want to keep a record.
My name is Brianna. And your
Brianna?
Council... Mm-hmm.
Okay, can you spell out for me, please?
B-R-E-U-N-N-A.
R-E-U-N... I'm sorry, I can't
hear you. B-R-E-U-N-N-A.
Okay, B-R-E-U-E-N-A. Got you. All right. And then what is the cancellation number, please?
Okay, your cancellation confirmation number is C as in Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
107.
Yeah.
107-937.
Yeah.
Okay, those are your cancellation confirmation.
Okay. C in Charlie, 107937.
Correct.
Okay, great. Okay, can you give me the correct address?
Correct, and that was the correct address they gave me, and it could take up to 3 to 5 business days. You know, once we get it in, you're receiving 3 to 5 business days. Okay.
Oh yeah. But okay, no, Rihanna, the problem is that I took this to the post office and they checked. They said, no, there is no such an address. So I don't know. What's the problem? Now I read the address to you again. You say it is correct.
So, yeah.
If they said it's not deliverable. I will spend more, you know, like $5.10, and then they said that they don't guarantee if this is a deliverable, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It could get lost. I don't understand. Can you see that with your edges again? Tell me.
Okay, so you can send it back to 11551. East 45th.
okay, 11551. Yes.
East 45th Avenue.
East. I'm sorry. Can you spell out the name of the street?
Okay. East. EAST 45th Avenue.
45th Avenue. Yeah.
Unit C.
Unit C. Okay.
Denver, Colorado.
Okay. Yeah, Colorado.
80239.
That's the address I. Oh, I don't know what's wrong. I give the address to the post office. Oh, okay. All right. I got you. This is 11551 East 45th Avenue. Is that right? Double E in front? Double E, double five, and one. Is that correct?
You say it's one. It's, you said double E. No, it's 11551 East 45th Avenue, Unit C, Denver, Colorado.
Okay. Yeah, okay. 11551 East 45th Avenue, Unit C, Denver, Colorado, 80239.
Correct.
Oh, okay. All right. So I go to the office again and later. Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. I think that's it. I appreciate it. What's the name of the company?
We're a customer service, but you got the Pure Smart Watch.
I'm sorry. What's the name of it? Pure.
I said we're a customer service.
Okay. All right. What's the name of the company?
We're a customer service for many different online vendors.
Oh, so you don't know the vendor's name?
No, I.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, fine. That's fine. As long as I have this address, I will try it. All right? Okay.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. I think that's it. All right.
Thank you for calling customer service. You have a wonderful day.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye.